You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to East 2024, the conference of all conferences happening here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let these young men tell us who they are, what they do, and what school they're from.
Hi, I'm Weston, and I'm from International Studies.
Hi, my name is Ridge Emerson, and I'm from International Studies.
Hi, my name is Reese, and I'm from International Studies.
Awesome, guys. Really excited to have you on this episode here at the conference. So tell us, what's big for you guys here? What are you doing with your booth? What's your biggest projects that are going on?
One of our biggest projects is swimming at Craighead. This project includes a marketing program so that we have to work with the city, and we have to meet with city council, our mayor, and multiple other people. And we have to email all these people and plan out all these maps and meetings that we're having with them.
Awesome. Awesome. You got anything to add to that?
Not really.
So,
you're just along for the ride.
Along
you're
like, for
yeah,
the ride.
Pretty much.
They told me to come sit in this chair.
You're my kind of guy. That's how I roll too. So let me ask this guy: what's been the most fun so far? You've done here now? The day's just started. It gets really crazy.
Sure. Opening session was awesome this year. I really enjoyed it, and so far it's been awesome getting to presente and meet all these new people.
That's really cool. Weston?
I thought it was really fun getting to go see all the other booths and like see what other schools are doing in their East program.
Yeah, yeah. Or your turn.
Oh, gosh.
Is this your first time at East?
I've done East before. I haven't done East Con
Conference.
Before.
Yeah, East Conference. So this is your first time. So it's all a new deal. What did you guys think of that opening?
It was pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, when they're like laser lights and smoke. And
I mean, we got to go up on stage with Founders.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about your Founders stuff.
Founders Award was really fun. We got to make a video including all of our projects. And we got to get little sneak peeks of all of our projects on stage to everybody. We got to welcome everyone to come to our booth. It was awesome. We got to meet everybody. We got to take pictures. It was awesome.
So did you like the applause?
I loved it.
It makes you feel famous. Well, you are. I mean, you're East famous. That's a big deal. Think how many schools are here and how many people you got to present to. That's really awesome.
So speaking of your Founders project, so talk to each one of you. I'll give you each a chance. Talk about a project that you worked on at some point, whether it was this past year or currently working on or what have you, that really sticks out, that you really enjoy. So let's start with Weston and then we'll move across.
Is it like a project we do in general or at East Conference?
Yeah, in general.
Anything.
Any project
that
you've
worked on that you've enjoyed. Just you personally.
I'm actually working on something that's called the Burning Fields map, because there was a really, really bad wreck where like people had died and lost their lives in Jonesboro because a field was burning and the smoke actually got on the road and it was a huge like pileup. So me and my group are working on ArcGIS to make a map and survey, so that way like farmers can like click a certain like sidebar tool on like Google Maps or something, and then it like pops up a survey that like tells people where their field is and like where not to go because of the smoke hazard.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a really good one. Yeah, that's cool. To keep more people safe after something like that.
Yeah.
We met with the fire chief and the agricultural department, I think.
Yeah. Wow, that's some great project.
What's cool about that is that's probably one of the, I'm going to go on a limb, I don't know this, I'm guessing, but I'm guessing that that's probably one of the first times where you get those two particular groups together to talk about this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things where they've probably gotten together before about other things possibly, and for that matter, maybe they have never talked about it, but you know, your project brings those folks together in order to hopefully save people in the future from a similar situation. That's very cool.
Yeah.
My project I kind of mentioned earlier, which is Craighead.
Yeah.
It is a pretty big project that we're planning to do. Our main thing is making a swimming area at Craighead, because there used to be one, but with all the geese being here and being local, there's a lot of bacteria. So we just kind of canceled that swimming area. So we kind of looked into it and we thought, why not bring this back? Let's make another local swimming area. So we thought, what if we just make it swimming at first? And then let's go on and let's add our big ideas, which is making a beach around it for like your toddlers or everything like that. And let's say our teens are like, it's boring, Mom, I don't want to go swimming. We're going to put a big inflatable like parkour course in the middle. It's like a big inflatable trampoline. We want people to be able to play out there and have fun with it. We're bringing a restaurant there as well. That's one of our big main ideas. We are wanting to just bring people to this park and bring more people to Jonesboro in general so that they can relax their family up there, eat whatever food they want. And under that, if you like are coming from far away and you're wanting to camp, we're going to have a rental store under our restaurant as well. It's like a kayak store. You can get like inflatables and things like that. And if you're coming from, like, let's say, like, Colorado or something, and you're just coming to have a fun time kind of traveling, and you want to stay in our RV park, and we're planning to make it to where you can just pull right in, like a little U, and pull right back out, because we've had problems with RVs in the past. So we thought if we add a little rolls in the middle, the RVs can just pull in and kind of go out the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And with this new road, we can add RV spaces as well. And we've been working with Danica Palace and Sloan Quinn with this project.
That's awesome. You guys have really thought about that. There's been some stuff going into that one. That's really cool.
Wow.
Okay, now the life of the party here, he is, isn't he? Yeah.
Okay. Occasionally.
What's your favorite project?
So, a few years ago, I worked on a project in collaboration with ASU. And so, on ASU campus, they have a museum there.
Uh-huh.
And we thought that we could add a little bit of element to this by adding AR, or augmented reality, with signs throughout the museum. We started working on this, and it was really fun. I had a lot of fun doing it. I had a lot of fun just going through and working on all of the different elements of it.
That's really cool. And, you know, AR and VR is really taking off. So, yeah, that's really smart. So it's still going on, or did you finish it?
We haven't finished it yet, but I think we're kind of still. I don't know. It's been a while since I've
Well, you guys had to get ready for conference and everything. You know,
yeah.
It's every year's a whole new year sometimes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Sir.
Awesome. So favorite part of here so far? Anything?
Opening session.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about conferences, you feel like an adult. You get to get your schedule, and then you do your schedule.
Yeah.
You make your own plans. You set your timers. And it just makes you feel like you're in charge of yourself, and you just do that. But when you're at school, you know, the teachers have your schedules. They have your time. I just like controlling my own schedule. I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having a job because... Then again, like at school, you don't really get that many breaks except for lunch and recess, where like at East Conference, you get all these different like times and you get these breaks and stuff. It's just really fun. It makes you feel more important. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Your favorite part?
Yeah.
It's been talking to us, isn't it? I'm just missing something.
I agree with Weston over here. It kind of feels like a job because it's your schedule and you get to like customize what you do around it. It's just super fun.
Yeah,
it's like a fun job, not a awful job.
Well, and you meet all the other students you meet here are like you. I mean, they're all, you know, let's go get this done. Like, you know, it's cool, isn't it?
And it's fun. I've never really been on a podcast, so this is like my first time.
Yeah.
So this is going to be one of my favorite parts of East Conference this year.
Yeah.
Since I've never been on one, it's really fun.
Yeah. So then next year, you guys should start a podcast at your school.
We should. That'd be fun.
And think of all the people that you could have come in just every week and interview and talk about, you know.
Yeah, my original project, like when I very started East, was making a live streaming program. And I don't know how we led to this, but meeting with parents and showing them what we do at our school.
Sure.
And it was going to be kind of like we have a table in our lunchroom with like little tablets they could see us through.
Yeah.
And we'd just be talking to them through microphones and headphones.
Like yeah, but that. You know, the fun part about podcasting is that you're just talking. You're having conversations, and that's real easy. And then you get to make music for it, and you get to have background stuff, and you get to edit it. So, you know, you don't have to worry about all that video yet. And then as you get, you know, used to it, then you go, hey, we'll put a few cameras up, and we'll record it, that kind of thing. Yeah. You guys were very impressive. I just so you know, Mr. Dozier, Matt told me to be looking forward to talking to you guys. He said because he knew your Founders Day stuff. That was really cool. So,
sure.
Congratulations on that.
Thank
Awesome.
Being a founders board, we get to kind of meet more of like the more important people at East Conference, like Mr. Matt and all the leadership team.
Yeah.
And it's been fun. I've met Matt multiple times, and he's an awesome guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of like told us like at East Conference to have a really fun time and just kind of enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
He's super like fun, and he's like wanting everybody to try new things.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, thank you for coming on our show.
You're welcome.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.